Wisconsin schools are closed for the next few weeks, along with many businesses, libraries, institutions, and public gatherings. It's all part of an effort known as social distancing, aimed at limiting the spread of the new coronavirus. WPR has been getting lots of questions about what all goes into social distancing as part of our Wisconsin project. Dr. Jeffrey Potthoff is back with me to answer some of those questions. He's Chief Quality Officer with UW Health. Thanks so much for being with us again.
Thank you. Appreciate the time to be on the show with you.
To start, remind us why social distancing matters, even for people who are healthy or are in low-risk groups.
Yeah, so this is a really important question. So social distancing is our primary strategy on how we can flatten the curve. And I think most people have seen that curve. We really want to keep the number of individuals infected with COVID-19 at one time below the absolute limit of what our healthcare system can handle as far as capacity goes. So if we can handle all the people who have COVID at a given time, things will turn out okay. If we don't do social distancing and we see that spiked curve where the number of people who need healthcare services exceeds the ability of the healthcare system to provide it, that's when we have things happen to people that we really don't want to have happen to them. So social distancing is our way to say, how do we flatten that curve and give ourselves the best chance to have the fewest lives impacted by COVID-19?
Is the goal to limit trips people are taking to necessary ones? It's not necessarily that you're either going nowhere ever at any time versus living your life exactly as it was before all this.
Yeah, right. So everything is a balance. So you can't do pure social distancing in the sense that like no one can go anywhere and we all lock ourselves in a room in our house. Like that's just not at all practical. But at the same time, it is really taking a look at those things that we're thinking about doing and deciding, is this something that I have to do? Like, is something bad going to happen if I don't do this? Is this just something that I want to do or I would like to do? And then making those tough decisions to say, you know what, if I don't have to do this right now, I probably shouldn't. And I think the other thing is social distancing isn't just locking yourself in the room. There is no risk with being outside if you want to go for a run or go for a walk. It's just the idea that you want to try to avoid being close to other people, especially large groups of people where you're all close together. That's the environment by which the virus can spread more rapidly and make more people sick in a short period of time.
And some people asked about time spent outside. So it would be okay potentially to go for a walk around the neighborhood as long as you're keeping distance from someone else who might be doing the same thing?
Absolutely. So, I mean, in 6 feet, once you're outside, that's, you know, it's easy to be 6 feet away from someone outside. So, I mean, during all this craziness, I encourage people to get outside, take a walk, take a deep breath, kind of use that as a way to reflect on all the craziness that's going on right now.
We got a question from Greg who asked, can I have the windows to my house open? And he goes on to describe the house as a single family house with no common walls and at least 12 feet separation between houses. Warmer weather is eventually coming, so it sounds like it might be okay to open windows.
Yeah, we should let Greg know that that is totally okay. No problem at all.
A lot of questions we've gotten are about food, since that's one of the common reasons people would go out, even if they're limiting their time out in the community. Several people asked about getting food from restaurants during social distancing. What's the safest way, if you're getting food from a restaurant, to do so?
Yeah, so the issue with food is not so much the food itself, it's the setting in which we consume food. So I think my advice to individuals would be to consider the setting. So being in a restaurant with tables usually spaced pretty close together, that would probably not be consistent with what we are asking folks to do with social distancing. If you can get takeout, if you can get to-go, assuming there's not long lines waiting for to-go, those are all appropriate options. The food itself isn't the problem at all unless someone were to somehow contaminate the food. And assuming those preparing our food are taking the appropriate actions that they usually do, that wouldn't be the risk. But the risk is really the individuals, you know, sitting down in a restaurant, congregating, being close to other people for a long period of time. That's the risk with food, but not really anything else.
We got a question related to the food itself. This is from a listener asking about grocery shopping, and they asked, is it safe to purchase fresh produce from a grocery store? And if so, how can we make sure that we don't contract the virus that way?
Yeah, I mean, fresh produce is so important for our health. I think it's not necessarily a problem to purchase that fresh produce. What I would recommend, and I know a lot of people do this already, when you get fresh produce from the grocery store, you're going to wash it when you get home and rinse it. So I think it's safe to purchase and consume fresh produce. That's not so much a problem. I mean, the only risk you'd have from fresh produce is if someone had, you know, coughed or sneezed on it. And it seems like that's not a very likely scenario.
There are pickup options and delivery options for grocery shopping now in many cases, but for a lot of consumers, they're still going to be in the grocery store. And we've seen a lot of instances lately where grocery stores have been pretty busy. So when getting groceries, if you're in the store and there are other people there, what other tips would you advise so that we can try to keep our interactions as minimal as possible?
Yeah, so I mean, the grocery store is a really good example of where it gets difficult because clearly people do need groceries. We do need to be able to feed our families. I think a couple of things we can suggest. So ideally, go when it's not so busy. That might be hard nowadays. And then if you are in the grocery store, I think, you know, try to keep that 6-foot distance. Maybe try not to be in such a rush. If there's self-checkout where you don't have to line up with other individuals in a checkout line, that's a good idea. A lot of our grocers have the ability to order ahead, so place your order online and just go pick it up, which would avoid a lot of people congregating. I think these are all good options, but really in the back of your mind, if you're thinking about groceries, how do I avoid getting in close contact with a whole bunch of other people is the thing that should be in the back of your head as you're doing that.
Part of social distancing is about flattening the curve, as you put it, trying to ease the burden on the healthcare system as a whole. Another part of it is sorting out the great uncertainty that we have so far about just how far COVID-19 has spread. Does there potentially come a time where the medical community might say, if neither you nor anyone in your household has been sick or had symptoms, that you might be able to start to spend time with others who also have had no symptoms and have not been sick while still maybe maintaining social distancing with others? Or is it still too early to even know that?
Yeah, I think that day will come. To be able to give you a prediction when that day is hard right now. But just like when we have flu seasons, we kind of understand, you know, peak and then tail. I think healthcare experts and especially our epidemiologists, they'll be able to make like sound recommendations based on the science and the evidence that we're seeing when we think that risk is mitigated and we don't have to be quite so worried about it.
Doctor, thanks again for taking the time.
You bet. Thanks. Anytime. Appreciate being on the show.
This conversation was informed by questions submitted by our audience as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your questions or concerns about COVID-19, and we'll do our best to answer them. You can send us those questions and get our latest coverage of the outbreak at wpr.org/COVID.